Now let's lead off with the Supreme Court deciding not to get involved in two gerrymandering cases. What it could mean for Illinois. WGLT's Mary Cullen has more.
In a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court said federal courts have no role to play in policing political districts drawn for partisan gain. The decision could embolden political line drawing for partisan gain when state lawmakers undertake the next round of redistricting following the 2020 census. State Senator Bill Brady from Bloomington is one of the state's top Republicans. He says Thursday's ruling will help supporters in Illinois make the case that lawmakers should not draw their own legislative maps. Brady says there's bipartisan support for creating a court-appointed commission instead. If lawmakers approve, voters could decide the issue on the 2020 ballot.
And this doesn't help the Republican Party any more than it does the Democratic Party. It just gives the power back to the people of Illinois where it should be.
In Illinois, state and federal legislative districts are carved up by lawmakers themselves, typically Democrats who have the majority in Springfield. Brady is one of 37 co-sponsors of a resolution that, if approved in Springfield, would ask voters on a statewide ballot in 2020 if they want to enact this new 16-member independent commission. Members of the public would even be able to submit maps during the map-drawing process for consideration by the commission. The Supreme Court rejected challenges to Republican-drawn congressional districts in North Carolina and a Democratic district in Maryland.
That's why it's so important that we move forward on this initiative. So we're calling on President Culleton to commit to calling this, and we're asking the governor to follow through on his support of fair maps.
Governor Pritzker says he, too, supports an independent commission and would veto a partisan map. Polling suggests the public favors the idea, too. A spring 2019 survey of Illinois voters by the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute found 67% supported the independent mapmaking.
They want to have fair representation and not gerrymandered districts.
Brady wants Senate President John Cullerton to call it for a vote during the fall veto session. For the leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.